And what about if somebody put a bunch of blankets or quilts on the floor to make a bed for like baby or something?
What do we call it?
Yeah.
But we've never done that much. We always call that just sleeping on the floor. Just, I mean, they wouldn't call it anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a room that you would keep just old furniture or, you know, whatever?
A junk room.
Yeah. You got one of those?
I thought everybody had.
We
got a bedroom that we don't use, and that's where all the junk collection is.
Yeah.
Spare bedroom and junk room.
You don't have a place up
in the attic?
Yeah. Room.
Not my house is built so low that I don't have any attic space.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about where you cook and eat and all that?
That's called a kitchen.
Is it, are most of the, well, I know the newer ones are all the kitchen is attached. They have old houses around where they're separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like a separate building or something?
Yeah, they have. There's a lot of houses. The older houses had the main house, and maybe they had a little porch built between that and the kitchen out back.
You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't remember what they called that. Mm-hmm. Other than the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about off of the kitchen? Would you have a room that you could put canned goods and
pantry
stuff like that? Okay. Do you keep cows?
I don't now, but we did.
When you were growing up, did you have to milk them?
They sort of phased, I did a little bit, but they phased those out by the time I got old enough to be effective.
Probably. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they didn't keep them for milk anymore?
No, they just kept a few. You know, they didn't keep a bunch of cows, they just kept a few.
Uh-huh.
They had a pasture and stables and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you milk into? What would you put milk in? Made out of what?
Well, back then it was just a metal bucket.
Okay. Do you ever have any wooden ones?
Way back there they had some wooden pails, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. How would you get the cow to stand still when you were milking it? Did you talk to it, or have anything in particular that you would?
Lord, I didn't ever do that much milking. Like I say, I just, Daddy would let me sit there and milk one once in a while. He'd usually tie her head, you know, to a post. She had a bridle or something on, and he'd tie her head to the post, and he'd probably rub her on the side and something, sit down and just say, easy now, or something like that, and then you start milking her, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's about all I recall.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your mother ever make butter? Your grandmother?
Yeah, grandmother did. My grandmama did.
Do you remember how they make it? Where they make
they
it?
They had a wooden churn. I remember that. I don't remember. I think they just poured the cream off the top and just churned the cream.
Okay. What would you call the kind of when the milk would sit and get thick?
Clabber.
Yeah. Do you ever eat that?
Not. Intentionally, I didn't.
They might give it to you without you knowing it.
No, I was just kidding. I never had that in there, but.
Yeah. Baby used to eat it.
Yeah, they sure did. I've heard a lot of people don't like putting sugar in it and stuff like that and eating it.
I never
did that.
I guess it's really something like yogurt, though.
Well, it had to be.
You know.
So now they make a killing off of it. You know?
Yeah. What about cheese?
Never made any cheese I knew anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We drank a lot of fresh milk though.
Mm-hmm.
And then made some butter out about the extent.
Okay.